our listener Angie is conflicted a little bit with what her boyfriend did and what her friend is saying to do and what her brother is telling her as well. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And it's nice that Angie's actually on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, hey.
Hey. Hey, so thanks for allowing us to chat with you about this. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, thanks for helping me out here. Yeah, so my boyfriend and I, we've been dating for about 4 months, and honestly, you know, I think things are just going really well.
That's
good.
You
know, it just feels different this time,
mm-hmm.
like actually special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get along great, communicate well, and I can genuinely see this thing going somewhere.
Well, that's all
that's
good news.
Good.
But yeah, so here's the problem. So he recently got into an argument with his landlord and things, I guess, got a little heated. So he ended up getting kicked out of his awesome apartment. Like, I love that place.
Oh,
so, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Right now he's just crashing at his parents' house, but he casually hinted a few times about, you know, staying with me instead.
All right. Yeah. So what's your thought on this?
Well, I'm tempted, you know, since, you know, it's 4 months. I know that's early, but, you know, it's going well. One of my girlfriends keeps saying, you know, when you know, you know, and that moving in could actually bring us closer.
Okay.
But my brother is firmly in the opposite camp.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, this is moving way too fast and, like, moving in will actually be the kiss of death for a relationship.
Oh.
And he also thinks it's a major red flag that my boyfriend is a hothead, you know, and got himself... booted from his other place.
Yeah. Okay. May have a point.
It almost sounds like you kind of recognize that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to do. You know,
uh-huh.
do I ask him to move in or do I just kind of be supportive while he figures it out on his own?
Yeah.
Are there any like success stories of couples who moved in quickly like this and actually worked out, or is my brother right?
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that I think your brother probably, I don't know your relationship with your brother, but like he probably has your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
You know,
he's almost kind of dadding you a little bit.
Yeah. A little blood thicker
yeah,
than water
my
there.
My older brother. So.
Right. Yeah. So I'll say that I remember when my now wife and I started dating, we had separate places. And it wasn't a situation where she got kicked out or I got kicked out or anything like that. But we kind of unofficially lived together pretty quickly on. Like, but not officially, you know what I mean? So I guess that could be a, quote, success story, but it's different circumstances.
Well, yeah, I honestly, though, would kind of listen to your brother's point and the fact that it had to be a lot to get kicked out of his place.
I was
going to
say, that
place.
Had to be some sort of argument.
Yeah, yeah for sure. I would maybe investigate that a little bit more because that might give me pause more than anything in your story.
Hmm. Well, Angie, we are getting a bunch of people already texting in. You know, maybe we'll get some good pathways forward for you here in the next few minutes. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll keep us posted and we can help you out here.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Angie.
Got a text. I moved in with my boyfriend 1 month into dating. We've been married for almost 18 years.
When you know, you know.
There's one in that column.
And then Alicia, he's a hobosexual. Hobosexual, I've never heard that before. It's kind of funny. All right, hey, if you've got maybe a story to share, 502-795-1997. That's what we do, group therapy. We just got off the phone with Angie, who is kind of torn between letting her boyfriend crash with her and just letting him figure it out on his own. She said that he got into an argument with his landlord, got kicked out of his awesome place.
Yeah, we need to find out what's the deal with that.
Now, her friend's like, you know what? No, that when you know, you know, you guys have been dating for 4 months.
4 months.
Sounds great. You know,
Big Brother's like, pump the brakes.
Yeah, Big Brother's
And like, Big Brother's really kind of bothered, too, about the what do you do to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of takes a lot to get kicked out of a place.
All right, so Trina, your thoughts.
As a fellow hothead, I first want to add, he might not necessarily have really done anything that bad to get kicked out of the apartment, like getting in the fight with the...
landlord?
Like, maybe the landlord was a hothead?
Yeah. There could be, like, a underlying issue in it. If she does decide to let him move in, number one, it needs to be under the condition that it's only if he gets on the lease.
Oh, make sure he's on the lease?
On the lease. Yeah. Okay.
And then number two, there needs to be some kind of writing drawn up and signed in front of, like, a notary about splitting the bills, however.
Oh, yeah.
In case he decides to, like, maybe he is like a cow chopper and, I'll be with you for 6 months and then go to the next one, you know?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Trina. Appreciate it.
Wow. That's a lot. Amy from Eminence has some actual experience with this that she's sharing. I've lived with someone before marrying. I've also not lived with my husband before marrying. There are ups and downs to both. Mm-hmm. I would not have known my first was an alcoholic had I not moved in with him. However, I distinctly remember my husband getting under my nerves in the first month of marriage, wanting to kick him out. LOL. There are benefits to both, but so we're talking 4 months here. Though one thing that we haven't really mentioned is she said that she could see this going the distance.
Yeah,
but we're 4 months in. Has he said things like that? Like, have you talked about getting married already?
Well, Lakin on Facebook says, coming from a serial mistake maker.
Oh, bless her heart.
Don't let him move in yet, girl.
Okay.
Maybe he really is a dream come true and going to sweep you off your feet, or maybe it's too good to be true for a reason because he's waiting to flip that switch until he's got you where he wants you. Just take it slow. Give it another 4 months and weigh it from there.
I do want to know why he got kicked out. Like,
I don't know if we're ever gonna know.
Is it a thing? Well, maybe was the landlord just over the top, had it out for him, that kind of thing. Did he do anything that warranted that?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe we need to get to the root of that first, because I think that's going to be telling about what kind of a person he is and how he may solve conflict with her in the future.
Interesting.
Right? Chris said, my girlfriend at the time moved in with me after we had been together for about 6 months. Fast forward 13 years later and two kids, worked out fine.
So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely some success stories of people who moved in quickly and wound
and
up
out.
Yeah, working out. However, no one has the moved in because the other person got kicked out of their place. So that still remains to be seen, but there's several pathways forward. I think a lot of people are saying pump the brakes on letting him move in for right now.
We need to fully investigate a little bit more about the argument that led to him getting kicked out. Alex said, my husband moved in with me pretty immediately after starting dating. We were 19. Mm-hmm. I was going into my sophomore year of college. He left home, living with friends, literally came to my house with a box of belongings. No license, no car, no money. I had a roommate, too, at the time. We told him he had a month to get a job and start paying bills. Mm-hmm. Through a lot of communication and work on ourselves as individuals, we've been together almost 10 years. Okay. We now own a house, a car, have two kids, full-time jobs. So, yeah, maybe there is, I don't know, if you're going to consider letting him move in.
No, I think we say no.
Yeah,
I think we say no.
We do say no.
Yeah, I don't think there's a consider. I think we pump the brakes. I love Lakin's suggestion of give it another 4 months.
Yes, that's probably
and
best.
Reassess.
Yes.
And you can just tell him, look, I'm not in the right spot right now. I have no room.
I have no room.
I have no room. Mm. Baby, all I need is your bedroom, baby.
Stop.
All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Angie, that is group therapy.